But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned our way. Almost 40 years ago, my wife's uncle had a little pain in his back. He went to the doctor and they did some tests. They found that cancer had spread throughout his lungs. It was too late. There was nothing they could do. He died a few weeks later. The last few days of his life, he cried a lot. And he had almost never cried in his life since he was a baby. What was the problem? The problem was ignorance. He had smoked and he was ignorant of the state of his health. And he paid a price for it. If he had known of the problem much earlier, they could have helped him. Let's look at another example. Years ago, we lived in a city in Spain where there were some tall buildings with apartments. 100 yards or so from our building, 100 meters or so from our building, was another high-rise building with apartments. Early one morning, there was an explosion in that building, and 3 people died in the explosion. An investigation revealed the cause of the explosion. Each apartment in that building had a gas connection for cooking, for hot water, and so forth. During the night, someone left the stove on or there was a gas leak. For several hours, gas accumulated in the apartment, and early that morning, someone turned the light on to go to the bathroom, and the spark from the electricity ignited the gas, and there was a terrible explosion, and 3 people died. They were ignorant of the danger. If they had been aware of the danger, they could have gotten up without turning the lights on and exited the building, but they were ignorant of the danger. Ignorance can be deadly, and it was in this case and in the other case I mentioned earlier. My friend, are you ignorant of a certain danger? In Luke 12, Jesus tells us the story about a man who thought he was going to live for many years. He had stored up many things for many years. According to him, he was going to live for many years. But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your soul is required of you." He thought that he was going to live for many years, and he was ignorant of the fact that he was going to die that very night. My friend, are you ignorant of the fact that the time you have left in this world may be very short? Are you ignorant of the fact that your life is but a vapor that appears for a moment and then passes away? Are you ignorant of the fact that it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes the judgment? Ignorance is a real danger, but let's look at another one, indifference. I just don't care. It doesn't bother me. I am indifferent. You remember a man named Noah. God told him to build an ark, for a flood was coming. Noah preached for many, many years. In Luke 17, 26 and 27, we read, "And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, and they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all." What were they doing? Eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage. There's nothing wrong with these things. We need to eat. We need to drink. It is good to marry. Noah had preached to them, but they were indifferent. They were more concerned about eating, drinking, and the daily activities of life. This was what really mattered to them. They were indifferent as to what God was saying. My friend, are you indifferent today? Are you like the people in Noah's day who are more interested in eating and drinking and marrying and so forth? Have you read Proverbs 1:32b? The complacency of fools will destroy them. The indifference of the fools will destroy them. Fools destroy themselves because of their indifference. Another Bible translates it the following way. Stupid people are destroyed by their own lack of concern. They are destroyed because they do not care, a lack of concern. They do not care or they are not concerned about the most important things. They are more concerned about what they're going to eat and do today and not concerned about where they're going to spend their eternity and their relationship with God. In closing, I would like to mention another word that begins with I, and that is iniquity. We have seen the danger of ignorance and of indifference. Now let us look at this word, iniquity. In Spain, I remember meeting a certain young man in a cafeteria. He worked there, and from time to time, I would go there, and we became friends. I began to share with him about the Lord and salvation, and he began to come to my house once a week for Bible studies. After about 6 months, he understood clearly the way of salvation, but he didn't respond. After a number of weeks later, I asked him why he didn't respond. He finally admitted that on the weekends, he went back to his small town from where he was, and that he would sleep with his girlfriend. They weren't married, and he realized it was sin. He realized that if he came to Jesus, he would have to marry her or quit sleeping with her, and he wasn't willing to repent. His iniquity or sin kept him from the Lord. In John 3:19 through 21, we read, "And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God." Verse 20 says that everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his work should be exposed. This was the problem with the young fellow, his sin, his iniquity. My friend, we have looked at the danger today of ignorance, but now you are no longer ignorant about your need of salvation and pardon, because you have heard today. We have looked at the danger of complacency. I know I need to be saved, but I am not concerned about that today because I am complacent. I don't really care. Lastly, we have looked at iniquity. I love my sin, and for that reason, I am not going to come to Jesus. I am not going to repent. My friend, eternity is a long, long, long time. To spend eternity in hell is a terrible thing. Nothing could be worse, and today we have looked at three reasons for which people go there: ignorance, indifference, and iniquity. My friend, God loves you, and He offers you salvation today. He sent His Son to a cross to die for your sins, to pay for your penalty, to be your substitute. He offers you pardon today, a pardon full and free for the worst of sinners. If you are willing today to recognize your sin and confess your sin to Him, renouncing your rebellion and self-trust, and putting your life in the hands of the Lord Jesus, receiving Him by faith as your Lord and Savior, you will know what it is to be pardoned. to be free and to have the assurance of salvation. My friend, come to Jesus today. Turn from your own way to Him to be saved today. My friend, ignorance can be a terrible thing. We've looked at two examples of people who died because of ignorance. My friend, it would be a terrible thing to ignore my need of this great salvation, to be ignorant of my great need. My friend, it's a terrible thing to be indifferent, to not be concerned, to not be concerned about that which is the most important thing. My salvation, my relationship with God, my eternal destiny. Oh, my friend, don't be indifferent to this. The man was indifferent when he woke up that morning to the accumulation of gas in the building. He was ignorant of that. And there was a terrible explosion, and he died. And my friend, we have seen also iniquity. We've seen the example of the boy who loved his sin, who was not willing to ask forgiveness for his sins, who was not willing to turn from his sin and turn to the Lord Jesus to receive forgiveness and to receive a new life. My friend, which one of these three words or which of these three words describes you today? You're no longer ignorant because you have heard today. My friend, don't be indifferent today. Indifference, a lack of concern, can be terrible, a terrible, terrible thing. And my friend, don't let iniquity, your love of sin, keep you from coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. You can come today just as you are, without one plea, but that His blood was shed for you. Just as I am, as the hymn says, and just as you are today, you can come to Jesus. You can come to Him for pardon, for forgiveness, for cleansing, for eternal life. My friend, turn today from your own way to the Lord Jesus Christ. Confess your sins to Him today and bow your knee before Him today, receiving Him by faith as your Lord and as your Savior. Don't be indifferent. Don't be ignorant. Don't let iniquity keep you from such a great, great salvation. It's time to finish today. I'd like to give our email if you desire to get in contact with us. SPIV6327@BELLSOUTH.net. I'll repeat it. SPIV6327@BELLSOUTH.net. Thank you for having tuned in. And until next week, may God bless His Word.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's spiv6327@bellsouth.net.